We talked yesterday in the fellowship. The fellowship people are lazy. They don't do the assignment. They're lazy. It ain't going to come easy. I'm trying to help them by pointing them. I can't help them personally, right? I got to work on me. I ain't got time to try to help nobody. But even if I could, I can't. Nobody can help anyone. And every little help you think you're doing, you're making it worse. But anyway, I gave an assignment. They didn't do the assignment. They didn't remember.
What the?
I want to encourage you. You got to let anger, I mean, you should let anger go if you want to be. Anger is hatred. And they changed the word from hatred to resentment to anger. Because they said hatred sounds too bad. And it is bad. It's like changing a name from illegal alien to what are they calling now? Newcomers or something? Newcomers. There ain't no newcomers. You got murderers and rapists and drug dealers and gang members. And everything coming in. And now they call them newcomers. Oh, we're welcome. No, doesn't newcomer sound so nice? We sound worse. Illegal aliens or newcomers? This is from the New York Post. Talk about the wrong way to protest. This is from the New York Post. A New Jersey father has been arrested after walking into a high school classroom to yell at a teenage boy, demanding that the boy apologize to his daughter. Watch this from X.
I was surprised. I thought it could have definitely been handled differently.
It shows a parent on Monday who was supposed to be picking up his child entering into a classroom at the high school and immediately confronting a student.
I didn't know to it.
The criminal complaint identifies the parent as Aaron Thomas of Gibbstown. The video goes on to show Thomas going back and forth with a student who Thomas is heard in the video saying was allegedly bothering his daughter. Moments later, it appears that an adult tries to intervene and calm the situation down when things quickly escalated again, with Thomas then beginning to argue with another student in the classroom. Thomas is being charged with several offenses, which include entering in an unauthorized section of the school, threatening to punch and knock out a student, and also committing assault, specifically by grabbing the student's arm and getting in his face.
Amazing. That man, if it's true, allegedly he did that because he was angry. And anger makes you do some stupid stuff. Anger will cause you to see sunlight as nightlight. Your whole everything changes if you have anger. And that man, if he had he not gotten angry, I guarantee you he would have dealt with that situation in a different manner. I had a call from a young lady a while back said that her husband went up to the school. I don't know if she said the school or the taco burger place or somewhere and tried to fight with some kids because they met with his kid. And they ended up beating him up here in the hospital. And she said that they had gone up and talked to the teacher and everybody. No one did anything about it. The second thing should have been, well, I'll just take my kid out of the school. That's it. And even the teachers are afraid to get involved now. They don't want to mess. These kids have beat up the teacher. All evil, all anger. Amazing. You, even the Christian, dumb as they are, think that Jesus had the kind of human anger they have. Jesus was angry, so they hold on to evil, calling it Jesus. They have brought Jesus down to their level. That's the game, the trick that Satan has played on them. And most people don't want to believe that anger is evil. Anger blinds you. It causes you to go unconscious, meaning that you can't see. You can't even see when you're wrong. You can't even see that you're upset. Or if you saw it, you justify it by blaming somebody else that you upset. Your upsetness is inside of you. Nobody else has anything to do with that, except your mama when you were a kid and your father for not protecting you from your mama. But as an adult, you're responsible. And you blame others thinking that they make you feel something. Can you get any dumber? No one can make you feel anything that's not already in you. You have already chosen death. Choose life. Why not choose life? You're in an animal state. You're in animal nature. And that's why you have no love. Human beings don't treat each other with love anymore. Remember Christ said to love one another, to pray for one another. That's out the window now. That's so far out of the window, no one even talk about it anymore. The animal nature is alive and well, and it can only lead to destruction. Poor animals, they're not going to be able to survive in the wildness now. They were created to survive. Their coats change every year. They're out there finding food. Their medicine was the earth. You never had to take dogs to doctors before. They ate grass or they ate whatever's out there that's provided for them to heal their bodies. And now human beings pay buku money and feel good about it. And the animal doctors are too willing to take it. And they even, just think about this, they even have created animal spaces now where people pay and go run the little pets around. And so they're making money off these people who are in an animal nature. They even convince human beings to put clothes on animals and say how cute it is. And because the animal owner is in an animal state, they think it's cute and they think everybody else is supposed to think it's cute.
What the?
You must be born again. This is not good, folks. You're worshiping evil. You're headed down the path of destruction. Can you imagine Adam and Eve having a dollhouse? It's all animal nature, and it's all about money. They're using the weak animal nature people to make buku money. And believe me, they're making tons of money. And the only thing the animal owner is getting is a good feeling. You have an animal nature. That's why you need to be born again of the Father so you can have a Father's nature, a God's nature. This is from the Hill. Just to show you how bad it has gotten. And it's going to get worse because they're making buku money off this. And the people, the advertising people, they're not going to stop. They know they got you. This is from the Hill. When it comes to naming our pets, lots of Americans favor popular choices such as Max, Charles, or Charlie, or Luna. But other names have been gaining steam. Why is this from Rover?
This is Ginger. She also goes by Ginge, Gingy, Baby Girl, Naughty Girl, Little Muffin, Sleepy Baby.
This is George. He also goes by Gorgeous George and Fat George.
This is Suke. And some names that he goes by are Poop, Stinky, Handsome Boy, My Handsome Man, My Love, and Pobrecito. Or poor baby.
This is Olive. She has some nicknames. They can all be used interchangeably. So we have the Boo Boo, the Gigi, which stands for good girl, the Boo Boo Gigi, Shmupkin, Bupkin, Bupkin Boo, Shmupkin Bupkin. And I think that might cover them all.
Amazing. See how the guys acting just like the woman about dogs? They got that from the female. Guys see dogs as tough hunting dogs, tough protection dogs around the house. That, what you just saw, is sick. It is evil. It is pure sickness. They cannot deal with human beings, so they have turned to animals. That is sick. That is evil. And if you're an emotional person, you will feel good about that and you will call it good. You will be calling evil good. Those people cannot deal with human beings. They have turned to animals. And they can care less about the destruction of the animal. It don't come that they're weakening an animal, or they can get a knife thrill. Somebody look at that animal, they feel good about the animal, blah, blah, blah. They don't care what the condition is put in the animal. Like the animal in, like mothers don't care about children anymore, and they don't care what condition that they're putting their children in, as long as they can get the thrills that they're looking for. It's all about self. All ego people, which is anger is about themselves. They have no love for no one else or nothing else. And they don't really love, they don't love the animals. They love the thrill they get from the animals. They don't care that they're destroying the animal, as long as they get the thrill. Satan is busy. Here is an example of that animal nature from X. Amazing. Men don't lead anymore. Whatever the woman wants to do, no matter how dumb and stupid it look or it make him look, because he has not overcome his mother, the woman is his God. And he got to do whatever she wants to get the thrill from her. And the woman is suffering as he is suffering. And it's like the animal is suffering as the animal owner is suffering. And they know how to act like they care, but they can give two cents about you. They love the control that they have over you. They don't love you. The caption of this video is, he thought she actually liked him. Watch this from TikTok.
Regular conversation with you, and you're just treat like, it's just, it's not even the fact.
It's not even the fact.
Wait till you see the next one.
This is from YouTube. Petty mother cut her daughter's braids in spite of her ex. Watch this from X.
My baby sitting up out there being crying.
I don't care. I told you, stop playing with
me. That motherfucker cut my baby hair out of here. Look at that. It's sad. Hurt now my wait. Baby feeling.
Now wait.
Because you don't hurt the dad.
I
you hurt
care.
Her feelings.
My
you hurt
my baby feelings.
My baby sat there for 2 hours.
I do my own girl hair.
My baby sat there for 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
So it would appear as though this is another sort of like custody situation.
Right.
Where he's dropping his daughter off with her mom. And it appears as though he got the daughter braids while they were out. And then when he got back with the mom, she cut the braids off of the kid.
And the baby crying. He's like, I don't care. I don't care if she crying.
Yeah. But same with that the one we played yesterday and last week, the guy who's trying to calm his son down in the car, and he's like, my mom makes me so angry.
Oh yeah.
You know, if it is a custody situation like that, and he has to give the kid back to, because of what the court says, like he has to give the kid back to the mom for a week or something, he only gets him on weekends. It's like he only has a short period of time to try to encourage the kid to overcome. I mean, also the kid's only 4 or 5. But.
Right. It's hard for kids to deal with the hell of the mother. They need the father there to protect them. I thought it was so interesting that little boy said, I can't handle her. I can't deal with her. Something like that.
I almost want to say it's impossible for the kid to deal with the hell of the mother
that's why
without the dad there.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible.
Impossible. Absolutely, man.
You know? What and then once, you know, once the kid believes the lie that, you know, his mother is fit to lead and she's right and she can do no wrong and it's me that's wrong. Once the kid believes that growing up, he'll believe all sorts of different lies.
Yeah.
He'll go out into the world and believe this, that, yeah, the other right. thing about whatever's going on. He'll just believe stuff.
He'll believe that racism exists.
Yeah. Once you believe the lie, you can't go back.
What do you think about the first story about these human beings falling to the nature of animals?
I've been guilty of that. We had dogs growing up, you know.
And you treated them like that?
To a certain extent. Not maybe that extreme, but I'm no better than them. I did that.
Really? Yeah. Your father knew about that?
Yes.
I had to talk to him.
You know, we can't be playing around with the devil like that.
Right.
We can't just be playing around. It's spiritual battle is more serious than we think it is.
And say you got human beings believing that all this stuff they're doing with animals and the way they treat one another and all this stuff is cute. But he keep you in hell. That's deception.
He wants you to think it's cute.
Right.
And we had a caller, I don't know, a week or two ago, and he was talking about how he hasn't forgiven his mom yet. And you were saying, well, what did she do wrong? And he was sort of dancing around it like, oh, she was a little impatient with me.
Yeah.
She could have been better.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, but it sounds worse than it is. You know, him saying, oh, she was impatient. Like, it sounds worse than it is.
No, it is worse.
It's worse than it sounds.
It destroys the soul.
Yeah, it's good versus evil. It's worse than it sounds. Like, you might think, oh, it's just impatience. It's just imposing your will. It's no big deal. But it's that's it. That's the spiritual battle. It's worse than it sounds. It doesn't.
And what's happening with the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is a big picture of what every human being is doing to themselves and others. Because you may look at Donald Trump and see the hell that he has to deal with that's coming out of other people, and you'll think, I would never do that. I'm not. But if you look at your own life, you're doing it to others. And it's been done to you. That's why I encourage you to keep a little space between you and the Great White Hope so you can see what's going on. I want you to hear what they're now saying about Donald Trump. Watch this from NBC.
Former President Donald Trump vowed at a rally that there would be a bloodbath if he's not reelected in November. Trump says there will be a bloodbath.
So they told you that because they're trying to deceive you in order to get what they want. And they don't care about deceiving you. They don't care about you, period. And when you hear the word bloodbath, that's supposed to make you freak out and overreact and vote for them. Because if you don't stay calm, you're going to believe them. You're not going to realize that they're deceiving you because they want you to vote for them. They want you to vote for them. And they give you fear. They give you fear. They keep you in fear. They got you. It's like a marriage. If the man or the woman can keep you in fear, fear of losing them, fear of getting beaten, fear of whatever, they got you. Fear is not of God. Anyone that has fear is evil. Anyone that has fear has anger. You must overcome fear so you can stop overreacting to the devil inside of you and the devil outside of you, inside of others. Hell on earth inside of human beings. What a mess, huh? So you heard what they say about the bloodbath, right? Right? And according to NBC and MSNBC, the Biden campaign responded by criticizing the former president's threat of political violence. Michael Taylor, communication director for the Biden-Harris campaign, joined Jen Psaki to discuss Donald Trump's warning. Watch this from MSNBC and MSNBC and CNN.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years, as you pointed out. It goes even farther back, right? This is the same guy who, after Nazis marched on Charlottesville and killed a woman, said there were very fine people on both sides.
This embrace of political violence, this dehumanizing language, this is what Donald Trump has been preaching for years.
Donald Trump has a history of this dark, violent, dangerous rhetoric. And we already saw the result of what happens when he uses that rhetoric. His cult MAGA supporters and followers totally know exactly what he was telling them. After Trump says things like, it's going to be a bloodbath if I lose. That is dangerous, it's irresponsible, and he should not get away with it.
They pretend to be talking about the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, but they're talking about themselves. They really are talking about themselves. And you heard how they like, oh, bloodbath. His cult followers know exactly what he means. They're lying to you, but they're talking about themselves. What has it been like for this country over the last 4 years or so, however long this idiot been in the White House? Nothing but hell. Nothing good has come from this administration. Not zero, but everything bad. Illegal aliens, open borders, violence and crime and drugs and a division between the races and snatch and grab and all kinds of stuff. Take away the police, no police. And now people are breaking in everywhere, and they're telling you, oh, you need to put up something else on your house. Not the cops. They're talking about themselves. Now, you heard them talking about, oh, that's awful. Bloodbath. They know exactly what Donald Trump means, right, they say, that his father does. Well, you heard the lie. Here's what Donald Trump actually said. Watch this from C-SPAN.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
You talk about cars. And bloodbath is a political term. He's talking about cars. But they're trying to deceive you. And this is going to get worse between now and November because these people are losing, it appears. And they want you in fear. And all you're going to hear now for the rest of the term is fear. And if you have anger, they will succeed. And you know how they've been sending, and they're fighting to send our money to Ukraine. The Democrats and some right-o Republicans are fighting against the Republicans who say, no, we can't send any more money over there. They're fighting over it. They want to send the money, but not down to our borders. And you vote for them. You continue to vote for them. Who is the fool, the voter or the representatives of the voters? When you vote like that, what do you have to complain about? And we've been sending truckloads of money. As a matter of fact, the little so-called president against over Ukraine, whatever the name is, what's his Ukraine president name? Zelensky. He come over here and demand he wants some more money. And then go like, okay, how much? A border for his wall, but not for our wall. According to KYIV, independent.com, President Zelensky announced on March 11, following a meeting with military commander and ministers, that Ukraine is building a 2,000 kilometer of fortifying defense line. Watch this from Reuters.
Near the Ukrainian city of Kupiansk, white concrete barricades and coils of razor wire stretch for more than a mile. Trenches with basic living quarters are being dug here under cover of darkness. Artillery rumbles can be heard nearby. These are the country's new northeastern defensive lines. A Reuters visit on December 28th showed how the country has stepped up construction of its fortification in recent months. It's part of a shift in military operations against Russia to a more defensive footing. The goal? To help Ukraine weather assault while regenerating its forces, as Moscow takes the battlefield initiative, according to military analysts. Zelensky said Ukraine's defensive constructions needed to be boosted and accelerated in regions stretching all the way up from Ukraine's east, along the border with Russia and Belarus, to its western ally, Poland.
Amazing. So while they are building a wall in Ukraine with our money, a federal appeals court said no to Texas enforcing their law to protect themselves in the United States of America. And the borders right now, and have been that way for the last 4 years, is a mess. But it's going to get worse. Sorry to tell you people this who have fear, especially, it's going to get worse. Woe unto America. You know, the great white hope said that with the borders being open, that you have people coming from asshole countries. And they are. And they're bringing their asshole values and ideas. And they do not fit with white people values. So the wall going up in Ukraine, or the wall going up, but not in America. At least not now. Elon Musk retweeted this video out about the border crisis in America. Watch this from X.
Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs. Even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape, attack the language used to describe the criminals as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved.
Amazing. If that doesn't make you tremble in your boots, shake in your boots, I don't know what will. According to the Daily Mail, a liberal Illinois federal judge has ruled that an illegal immigrant was wrongly banned from possessing a firearm. Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, she black, what else? She black, an Obama appointee, ruled that an illegal migrant had his Second Amendment rights violated when he was charged for possession of a weapon. Watch this from News Nation.
A judge in Illinois just ruled illegal immigrants have the right to keep and bear arms. Police arrested an illegal immigrant living in Chicago with a gun back in 2020. They charged him for violating the federal law banning illegal immigrants from having guns. Been on the books for a long time. In her decision, she wrote that Humberto Flores received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020, the summer of love. Court documents show Flores fired the gun at moving cars during the BLM riots in Chicago. He argues police officers warned him about looters who were approaching his neighborhood. Key to this ruling is that the judge says Flores' conduct heavily impacted her decision. He had no criminal record and was not considered a risk to public safety.
Do you still want these liberal black women running your country? And according to the Daily Mail, several other illegal migrants have been arrested in recent weeks for crimes including the sexual assault of an underage individual. And you keep voting for them. What's wrong with you? Watch this from X.
So they're bringing them in. You wonder where the money coming from. They taking it. The COVID fund that was here, that money. You talking about housing programs. So when people pay rent, all the rental programs, that money. All the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants. Yeah. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants. Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Who did you vote for?
First of all, I did vote for Biden because not voting. Okay. I did.
This migrant influx that we're dealing with right now, this is your fault.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, let me say, hold up. First of all, nothing.
You voted for him. They gave this townships over to the blacks because white people over there felt guilty and fear and all that. And they moved up to the land, the farmland. The blacks are going out there now. And you're letting these people in your country while pretending that it's about racism. And the blacks are only getting worse. Not all, but most. Watch this from X.
Don't break them up now. Let them fight. Don't mess.
Everyone got a pistol.
And misses.
Hey, shot him. Dude shot him, man. He killed him.
Amazing. So there was what sounded like a black woman sitting on her porch, and she watching these black people fight. She's like, let them fight. They got a gun. Just relax. And I want to show you black excellence in the schools. Fighting in the schools. And this is beautiful black excellence. Watch this compilation. You know, I blame the white parents for that. Because it's the white parents who keep sending their children to those schools with the black. Ain't no way in hell or heaven I would send my child to a black school. The boy can beat up because his parents are too weak. They're afraid of being called racist. So they put their white children's lives at risk. It was mentioned that I think we mentioned today or maybe some other time, how the Christians judge one another, how they have no love, how they really don't know God. They just know about him intellectually. And they quote the Bible, and in quoted Bible, Satan deceived them to make them think that they know God or Jesus. They just have an idea about God and don't know him. And they get these, and from these ideas about God, they get feelings. And sometimes those feelings are like good feelings, what they call good feelings. All feelings are, well, those feelings are evil feelings. But they associate that with knowing Jesus, right? And it's a mess, but it's all intellectual. All of your ideas about Jesus are wrong, about God are wrong. Ideas about God is not knowing God. Reading about God in the Bible is not knowing God. Getting warm, fuzzy feelings about God from reading the Bible is not knowing God or even talking about God to other people. When you get to the point where you cannot judge your fellow man, then you'll be free. And I don't mean that intellectually not judge, when you just, there's nothing in you to judge. You're going to know what freedom is and what love is. And you can get to that point. You can't, but paying attention to yourself will bring you to that point. It really will. According to John 8, the teacher of religion, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisee brought a woman who had been caught in an act of adultery. They said to Jesus, the law of Moses said to stone her. What do you say? He said, let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. And Christian would throw a stone right away. They don't even know if it's true or not. They throw the stone. What the? Anyway, without sins, throw the first stone. Jesus said to the woman, didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord. If she was black, she said, no, Lord, have mercy. No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Amazing. This is from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
They're like, what the?
Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?
No man, Lord.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Amazing how Jesus didn't condemn her, but all the sinners condemned her. What the? And most people don't realize, another thing I just realized while watching that, Jesus always has good hair and a nice beard. I've never seen a Jesus with bad hair and a bad beard. I wonder, does he shave his own beard? Amazing. And I want you to know, your problems are not with the world, it's with you in your world. All of your issues is with you, inside of you, and you can't blame anyone else for them. When you left home, you already screwed up. And then you run into situations that remind you that you're screwed up. And rather than realizing that you're insane, you blame the person that the incident that caused you to realize you're insane, but you won't say, I'm insane. Let me overcome this. If it's not in you, no one can make you angry. If it's not already within you, no one can make you have fear. If it's not already within you, no one can make you feel lonely or suicidal thoughts. It's already there. And the situation is allowing you to see it. According to Mark, speaking of your problems is not with the world, according to Mark 7, he went on, what comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. That is so true. Make you want to slap your mama. From a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. All these evils come from inside and defiles a person. This is from The Incredible Journey. Watch this.
Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them?
Yeah.
For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach.
Yeah.
And then out of the body. He went on. What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person.
The Pharisees taught that you became a sinner when you allowed what was outside you in the sinful world into your life. But the teaching of Jesus was the opposite. Jesus tells them clearly that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them, but instead, the things that defile us come from inside ourselves, from our own hearts.
That's so deep. That is so deep, I don't even know what to do with it. That's so true. Salvation is of the heart. And everyone that has anger has an evil heart. And never trust an angry person. Their hearts are wicked, and they will destroy you or try. I don't care if it's family members or whomever. Husband, wife, children. If your heart is angry, you're wicked, and you have no love. And the interesting thing about that, while you're trying to hurt someone else with your wicked words, with your wicked revenge, with your wicked whatever, you are hurting on the inside. You're burning in hell because you're miserable on the inside. Everything is within. That's amazing. It's so true. If only you would look within and watch what's happening inside of you, that's the only way you're going to believe that it's true. You got to see it. And once you see it, it will disappear. The heart will change from anger to love, and the love, which is the nature and the light of the Father, will destroy the ego and all that other junk that you picked up along the way will disappear. It will be taken away because all evil. God is looking for the one who will overcome. And because it's Bible Thumping Thursday, I want to put this out there for you. God is looking for the one who will overcome. According to Luke 15, and I'm putting this out there because I want to know, are you overcoming your hell? Is you overcoming your hell? Or are you loving your hell and you living your hell and you love the thrills of your hell? So-called good thrill, which is hell, and bad thrills, which is hell. God is looking for those who are willing to overcome. According to Luke 15:7, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repent than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Isn't that amazing? He rejoices over one rather than the 99 who think they don't need it. Everyone that has anger needs salvation of the heart. You must admit your anger. Anger is hatred. Anger is resentment. It's all the same. They just change the words, the children of the lie, so that you won't see that you have the anger or the hatred. Most people don't want to admit they hate their mama, but they admit, I do. Some don't want to even admit they are angry at the mother. But at least they're more likely to do that than to admit the hater. But hatred, anger is hatred. It's of the devil, it's evil. So you could stay in your hell and be of the world, or you can overcome your anger and you could be in the world, but not of the world. You can't make that happen on your own. You can be in the world, but not of it. According to Psalm 46, God is our strength. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, he says, be still and know that I am God. The greatest thing you can do for yourself is to be still and go through the hell. Be conscious. Be aware. Be aware all the way through your hell, through your loneliness, through your fears, through your doubts, through your suicidal thoughts, through your post-traumatic stress disorder, through your anxiety, through your pressures. You can overcome it, but you got to go through it. Go through it. And what's interesting to me is that somebody have told the illegal aliens that you can break into the United States and they can't touch you. You can walk all over the National Guard. We have a weak, pathetic military now. You can walk all over the National Guard and they're not going to do anything. Push them back. Tear down the wire and stomp over the National Guards, and they're not going to do anything. The National Guard, the military of America, is weak. And I don't blame the men for being weak. I blame the people who are over the military now. They're forcing the guys to be weak. And somehow or another, the illegal aliens have been told that around the world, and they're coming in like they own the country, as though they own the country. May God have mercy on my country. It's gone. It's way, way gone now. The border mess is no joke. Some of you may have seen this. Some of you may have not, because I know some liberal media is not reporting it. New York Post, a group of over 100 migrants attempted to enter the U.S. illegally, rushed a border wall Thursday, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards. They're walking all over the military. They don't care. Watch this from X. Yes, sir. Isn't that amazing? Look at the military running. And eventually, I'm told they eventually get in. They eventually get in through that wall, and it's still not an invasion. These are just friendly people coming over to visit. They're coming over for lunch. And they'll be leaving us right after lunch. It's not an invasion, they say. And then you have to pretend to not think, to think that it's not an invasion as well. What a mess! The military is so weak. The military men were running. And they're letting these people in for money, for votes, and to turn America into a socialist society. To control the people. And at one time, they used to say, we want the illegals over here so that they can work for us cheap. Cheap labor, they say. But it's beyond that now. A lot of the illegals are coming in. They're not even getting jobs. They're not looking for jobs because they get everything free. They get it free. Why should they have to look for work? And according to some report, they're letting the terrorists in as well. It's only going to get worse, folks. What are you going to do if and when, God forbid, there's a terrorist attack? Will you stand up then and say no to the government? We're not going to vote you in. You're out of their office. We know that you don't care about us. And they say that the illegal aliens are good for the economy. And so if they're good for the economy, why didn't they make the economy better in their own country? Why did they come here to be good for the economy, but not in their own country? And if they're good for the economy, how come we have to pay for them? The Epoch Time, according to a March 19 federal court document, a member of the terrorist group Hezbollah was caught entering illegally at the Texas border, where he told agents he was plotting to make a bomb once settled in the country. He was plotting to make a bomb once settled in the country. He told a Texas border agent that he was taught to kill people who were not Muslims. He was taught to kill people who were not Muslims. Isn't that amazing? Look at them rushing the border, pushing the guards out of the way. Why don't the guards tase them or something? They look like mostly males. This is not overseas somewhere, folks. This is in the USA, right down the road. And you're dumb enough to keep voting the same people in. And then you complain. You're getting what you voted for. And they're still fighting, trying to send our money over to Ukraine. You really need to see that they're doing nothing to make America better. Their fight is to help other countries for whatever reason. And I believe there's money behind that for them. The government, the representatives of our government care 2 cents about the people. They don't care about we the people at all, none of them. Republicans or Democrats. The only one that does care about the country is Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. And they're trying desperately to keep him away because he does care. He wants to make the country better. And they don't want that. They don't want anyone to make the country better. That's why they, if you notice, whenever you try to improve your life, make your life better, don't your family and people around you attack you to stop you? They don't want you as an individual to make your life better. Who do you think you are? You're not better than us. Stay in hell with us. Same thing in government. It's no different. It's the same spirit. Amazing, huh? According to CBS, Governor Maura Healey confirmed a man charged with rape. Confirmed a man charged with the rape of a 15-year-old girl with disabilities at a hotel housing migrant entered the United States through a federal program. Haitian migrant Corey Everest, 26 years old, is charged with the alleged sexual assault. Weiss is from Boston, 25.
Asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
Amazing. Unfortunately, we let the illegals come in because we want them in. And if somebody ends up getting raped, it's just unfortunate. But we're still going to let the illegals in because we want the money and the power. We want the vote, and we want y'all mad and fighting one another. That's what we want. They don't care about you, and you're still going to vote for that evil woman over and over again. And you're going to call her powerful, strong woman. Because you're blind, and you think weakness is strength. It's unfortunate. This will happen, too. Why is this New York Post? A migrant TikToker is offering tips on how to invade unoccupied homes and invoke squatter rights. The Venezuelan national said in a recent video that under U.S. law, if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Watch this from TikTok.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. La ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
Amazing. So he's sending a message back to the asshole country that he came from. Telling the people, you can come to the U.S. and you can invade empty houses. Let's say you have a home for sale. Your parents expired. And you're just waiting to go over and fix up the house or maybe sell it or move in or rent it out or something. These people can invade your empty house and stay there and you can't do anything about it. Watch this from the New York Post. A New York City property owner recently ended up in handcuffs following a standoff with squatters she had been trying to boot from her family home. Watch this from ABC.
We met Adele Andaloro outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She claimed squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmiths. I didn't come in illegally.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him.
The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again.
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Do you see this? This guy just literally broke down my door. broke through myself and my daughter to get in here. This guy just forced himself into my house.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And so did you.
Ma'am.
You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police on her. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to this.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
Your government has set it up where bums can walk into your empty house and call it their home, and there's nothing you can do about it. You get arrested as an American citizen. But somebody off the street can just walk in. I know of a story from someone that I know very well that a friend of theirs, a realtor, bought a house and he wanted to fix it up so his daughter can move in. A squatter moved in. And then the next day, the squatter left and went somewhere. They put boards around the house, the windows and doors. The squatter came back like, what the? And tore the board off the window, went through anyway, off the door. And then they said, okay, well, we'll park a car in the driveway so it looked like somebody lived there. The squatter came home, but back that evening and damaged the car that was parked in the driveway, mad. And then they called the police and squad and went out and welcomed the police. Having a discussion with the cops as though it's his house. Let me show you the results of the civil rights lie. This is from CBS. Police sources said the Joint Fugitive Task Force is hunting for two suspects after Nadia Vitales, 52 years old, was killed inside her mother's New York City apartment. The apartment had been vacant for months after the death of her mother. Vitales didn't know when she went to the apartment that two squatters had been living there. Watch this from CBS.
It was like this.
This is the apartment closet where 52-year-old Nadia Vitale's body was found last week, stuffed in a duffel bag while her dog barked in the living room.
Police sources tell us investigators have identified two people who may have been squatting in that apartment and who they believe beat Vitale's to death before stealing her car from the street and fleeing to Pennsylvania, where they later got into a car accident.
Sources tell us that investigators believe Vitale's may have been moving herself or someone else into this Kipps Bay apartment in the building where her late mother lived. They do not believe Vitale's knew the squatters, who were told came in while she was tidying the apartment.
Unfortunately, there are so many horrible cases because you create serious confrontation, because just imagine you enter your own home to find people there.
Amazing. Oh, it's just unfortunate. We'll let them in anyway. We're going to protect the squatters, not you. It's unfortunate she did now. It's just unfortunate. These things are going to happen. That's your government. Remember the good old days when you could buy a house? You never once thought that you fixed the house up, you put a for sale sign out front, and you just wait around to someone, hey, I want to see the house, I want to buy it. You never thought about anything like this happening. Now it's everywhere. And you keep bowling them in. The woman, according to the story, is now dead. They want you fighting one another. That's why they want the squatter thing to happen. Who would think that they would protect the squatter over the owner of the house? They want you fighting one another. Here's one example proof of that. According to Daily Wire, a Tennessee Democrat state senate called for riots on Friday after the Republican-controlled state senate passed a bill preventing CDEs from restricting their police force from making certain traffic stops. Watch this from X.
It is a slap in the face, and you might as well stomp on the grave of Tyre Nichols for bringing this bill. Yes, we are emotionally charged. Why? Because it's personal for us. So yeah, we're gonna fight. Dr. King said the riots are the language of the unheard. You ain't saying nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's gonna do? We have had it up here. Gloves off. Like, we gonna fight like hell. You don't expect us to respond? Don't tell me this stuff ain't racist. Don't tell me it's not. It is rooted in racism. This was a Jim Crow bill that Taylor brought and all his Confederates voted for today.
Amazing. You still want liberal black females in your government? Look how nasty and evil that female is. Could white people can stand up in the state senate and say, we gonna fight? Our district gonna fight. We gonna fight back. You're racist against us. We gonna fight back. What would happen? And I want you to notice all of these evil black females in government now. And they push these females over the black males because they know the black males are weak too, but not as evil as the black females are. Oh, we're going to fight. Just wait. And to think about the blacks who are listening to this evil black female in her district, because they're not individual thinkers. What do you think they're going to do? Black people are cursed. They don't think for themselves anymore. Not all, but most. Not all, but most. But most black people do not think for themselves. They listen to that. They think in groups. Based on color, because they are cursed. And they are incapable not only doing for themselves, they are incapable of thinking for themselves. That's why that even nasty black female can get up and say that. And the white people are not going to do anything about it. Because she used all the hypnotic words, racist. Dr. King, where is Dr. King now? I rest my case. Racist. Dr. King, it's personal for us. It's personal for her because she's trying to stir up hell for personal gain. And the people are so blind, they're going to fall for it. I bet you a white man couldn't get up and do that. Or a white female couldn't say that for the white race. This is personal for us. You've been going after us for years. You call us racist. We're giving you all you want, and you're still begging. What will happen? Well, I tell you what will happen. They will go after that white person in the same way that they were going after Kyle Rittenhouse. They still won't leave him alone, even though he's been found not guilty. Been found not guilty. They don't even want this guy speaking anywhere. He white. And where are the white people supporting Kyle? If Kyle were black, Black Lives Matter would be all over this. May God have mercy on my country. My country is no longer tears of thee. They don't want Kyle to even show his face. It doesn't matter that they've been proven he's not guilty. He's white. And he's male. This is from the Hill. Protesters disrupted an event Wednesday featuring Kyle Rittenhouse, who was acquitted of homicide in 2021 after shooting and killing two people during a so-called racial justice protest. I'm saying so-called. They didn't say so-called, but it was fake. Watch this from X and TikTok. Look at the animals.
No justice.
Wild dogs.
No peace. No justice. No peace.
Black people just as dumb as they get. She needs to be on a diet.
Tell me the lies of Black Lives Matter. Tell me the lie you finna talk about. Go ahead, speak. Man, I was sitting down and I was...
Shout out to my city, Memphis, man. That dude, Kyle Rittenhouse, came up in here and the people of Memphis ran him up out of here, man. We Memphians told everybody we would make him feel unwelcome and run him out of here.
See how proud the blacks are to do evil, to bring evil upon another person? They're proud of it. They're not meant and created to bring good. The blacks are only created to bring evil. They're proud of it. If that had been something good, they wouldn't have shown up. It's unfortunate. But this woman, Fannie Willis, have been going after the Great White Hope. Some of you know about that. And now her life is falling apart. It's falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces. Yeah. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. It's funny. And so the other day, I guess it was in relation to another case. She had a witness on the stand, and it was one of the most funniest witnesses I've ever seen in my whole life. When I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, what the? So she had this black, or I don't know, one of them had him on as a witness in a RICO trial. And the man was sitting in the witness stand, in the little stand there right by the judge. And he'd been supposed to be testifying, right? And the guy, he got so sleepy. And the reason he got really sleepy because he was high. And he could barely stay awake. And so out of nowhere, he said to the people there, the lawyer or the judge or somebody, can y'all give me some water? I'm so high. He's like, I'm so high, I'm about to fall asleep on y'all. I couldn't believe it. Black people are something else. As Haight would say, Black people are so entertaining, or something like that. Black people are so entertaining. This is from Newsweek.com. A witness for Fannie Willis' office on Tuesday admitted to being so high while testifying on the stand in a RICO trial. Watch this from Law and Crime. Okay.
And I asked you, the authorities, the police, the prosecutors, I just made it broad. That they forced Jeffrey Williams into it. Did you hear you say that?
Man, can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Yes, you man. You're going to take a break. Hang
in. It would take a black person to do this. He's sitting in a window seat, knocked out, high. But did he know he had to be a witness before he went to court this morning? Or that morning, or that day? He went there high. I can see him getting high on the way. Man, I'm so high. Can I get some water or something? I'm so high I'm about to fall asleep on y'all up here. When I first saw that, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. According to Newsweek.com, he has repeatedly told the court he doesn't remember anything from an armed robbery, a shooting, and a car chase in September 2013, during which prosecutors say he was the alleged getaway driver. Can you imagine you're the getaway driver and you went and did whatever the crime was and you ran it back to the car? All right, man, take off. And he knocked out high. What a mess. Newsweek.com is reporting he has previously blamed drugs for causing his memory loss, telling the court, I took a lot of drugs back in the day because a lot of things went wrong with me and my family. What a mess! Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.